It's okay. We'll let it.
We knew you were wrong. That's all right. We just overlooked it.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you going to re-record that?
Oh, no. It's been recording for the last couple of minutes here.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
I had to get in there where I apologized to Barry because he was right. I was out of line. I was wrong.
You're going to have it on a record?
Hey.
On a radio show, going to be apologizing to Barry?
Yeah. The whole world can hear me.
Maybe.
I like
to find
the poor
brand new recipe.
Okay. And this is Cooking Fish, and who knows what happened on that intro. Things just get out of hand on Cooking Fish. When you're cooking fish, you get hungry, you get excited, your brain goes salivating. Who knows where this all goes? That's Pastor Donnie. He is our chef. He is the one, when you're looking for those, that really, really good tasty fish, and probably a little bit about God,
a whole lot about God,
that's Pastor Donnie. He's there. We've got special guest Jay in the house.
Hello.
Then we've got Barry from Barry's Tarpon World here, and the ever effervescent Jeannie. Who? Why she's on a fishing show about cooking? We have no idea.
Well, we just found out that she does all this fishing, but no eating of the fish.
I do not. Oh, catch and release.
We are going to save you, girl. You will be saved.
She's
going to
convert after.
We're going to. We're going to convert you.
I have been wanting to try it again, hoping that maybe.
Oh yeah.
So I'm excited to hear the recipes and the cooking portion of it.
Today's recipe is actually going to be coming from our co-host. Jay, he's going to give us some information on some of the fish that he cooks, but then I want to add to what he does on from his fish. I want to add a little bit to that. But, yeah, you're going to have to hear our show to get some of my other recipes.
All right,
I'm
now,
excited.
Pastor Donnie, give us a little bit of grace just to get us started. We're getting in the mood to get cooking. Get us all right.
All right. All right, bow your head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for our family, our loved ones, Father, and for all the provisions you make for us for the food that we are going to partake. Father, as we're going to prepare our fish and the rest of the trimmings, Father, we ask you to bless these things. Nourish it into our body, and to our body to be your service. Father, we give you thanks for our friend Jay here as he showed up to give us a new recipe. And Father, we just ask you again just to bless him and help him, Father, get through this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, is that he's going to actually talk now?
Yeah.
Discuss that with God, so he's going to say something this time?
We're going to try to get something out of him.
I heard you asking God for a little help with this one.
Yeah.
Actually have something to talk about this time.
This is his second day that we're recording.
Speaking into the microphone now.
All right.
Now, what do you got for us, Jay? You don't have to move it. You just have to speak towards it.
Okay.
There you go.
This might be a little bit different than anything you guys have done on this show before here. I kind of call this a hot pot.
The hot pot?
A hot pot.
All right.
So what you're going to need to get this started is you're going to get 8 ounces of bacon, and you want to cut that into 1-inch pieces.
That sounds amazing already.
Yep.
It's awesome. What more do we need?
Yeah.
That's pretty much a stopping point right there.
Well, we can't stop because I'm supposed to talk here. So.
Okay. Is that a hint to shut up? Is that what you're going with? All right.
Politely, yeah.
You lost us a bacon, Jay. Yeah.
Okay, so that was 8 ounces of bacon cut into 1-inch little pieces. You're going to need 2 medium yellow onions diced, 6 cloves of garlic sliced. You're going to need 1/2 tablespoon of salt, 1 head of fennel. You're going to have that and thinly slice it. You're going to need 3 tablespoons of tomato paste, 3 medium rosette potatoes. You're going to peel and quarter those lengthwise. You need the zest from 1 lemon. Zest it, but save that lemon. 1 large rosemary sprig. 1/2 teaspoon of red chili flakes, 8 cups of seafood stock, and 1 teaspoon of black pepper. All right, so to get this started, you're going to get...
Now, what fish is this for, and how much fish are we going to put?
Well, you
started describing ingredients. I'm thinking we got like 1/2 truckload of fish coming in here.
Yeah.
No, it's actually, this is going to serve probably maybe 3 or 4 people.
Okay, so how much fish and what kind of fish?
Well, we're on the cobia here. This is actually a versatile recipe. You can pretty much use any kind of fish with it that you want.
But this is a good cobia recipe.
This is a good cobia recipe.
What? How much cobia? Because cobia are big. You don't just throw the whole cobia in there.
No. So if we're going to feed 4 people with this, I'd say maybe 4 8-ounce pieces. 8 ounces for each person.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to need two cast iron skillets for this recipe, but for the first one...
One for each hand.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So you want to get that bacon in the cast iron pot, get that rendering down. After that bacon's cooked up real good, you're going to take the bacon out of your cast iron, set that off to the side. You're going to reduce the heat to about a low, and then you're going to add your onions, your garlic, your salt, and you want to cook that, sweat it for about 3 minutes. And once that's sweated for about 3 minutes, you're going to go ahead and
put your... What is sweating? I'm sorry, man. I'm not a cook. I have no idea what that meant.
You're not doing like a hard saute on it.
I don't know what that means either.
You're not doing a hard saute on it. You're just kind of doing like a light cook with it. So you're not trying to caramelize the onions or anything.
Just to get it simmering?
Basically, sweating is to just start cooking the onions so they just start to turn translucent. You're not trying to put
a simmer, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're not putting a high heat on them. You're not trying to caramelize them or burn them or anything like that.
There you go.
Yeah, so, I didn't mean to do that to you, but I'm literally...
Right.
And everything sounded really good, and then you got to sweating, and I'm like,
It's a
That's
cook.
When
it's
Sally's
a,
in the kitchen and it's too hot, and she starts sweating, you just throw some of that drops in there.
Put that drop
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, just put that in there. They do that in the Philippines, by the way. No, oh, go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
That's why they wear those little tank top white shirts in the kitchen. Okay.
Okay, so after you get your garlic and your onions cooking for about 3 minutes, you're going to go ahead and add your fennel to that. And let that cook for about another 3 minutes. And then after your fennel's good for 3 minutes, you're going to put your tomato paste in there. And you want to cook that for about 2 minutes. Let it start to brown a little bit in the cast iron skillet. And then you're going to throw your potatoes, your lemon zest, your rosemary, your chili flakes, and your seafood stock in there. And you're going to bring that to a boil and let that boil for about 30 minutes. And then after 30 minutes, you want to reduce that heat and maybe another 10 minutes or just about until your potatoes are tender.
So with what you're describing, you were to spend 30 minutes stirring that pot.
You don't have to stand there. You don't have to stand there and stir it for 30
minutes. You just put the
tomato
stuff in there and all that. That to me sounds like bottom of cast iron skillet. It's going to get burned if you're bubbling it.
You've got fish stock in there at this point, so it's going to keep anything
from sitting
to the
bottom.
It's more
of a soup kind of... texture.
So when you're serving this, you've got all the sauce and the fish and everything. Is this kind of like a stew or
you
a
could,
soup?
You could call it something like a stew or a soup.
So the meat gets infused with all that.
Well,
that
we're going to cook the fish in a separate pan.
Okay.
That's why I was saying earlier you need two pans. So
what did we put in this? I don't know what a fish stock is now.
You know what chicken stock is?
No.
It's a seafood stock. It's
seafood stock,
okay.
Just like
so
a chicken
like the little
stock.
Cube like the
you
stuff?
You can, but you can get it in liquid form.
Oh, okay.
It's after you boil
so
down your
you're taking fish stock, which is something you buy in a can, and putting it in with that mix.
There you go.
Okay, I'm thinking chunks of fish. To me, you said throw the fish in it.
That's a good point. I'll give you that, Frank.
We're going.
Well, there's a reason I'm on this show, because I don't know anything about it.
Frank.
I'm really good microwave hot dog mustard mayonnaise.
Remind me to never let you cook for me.
Oh no, you don't want it.
Do you know what the defrost button is, Frank? By the way, chance, just wondering.
Hell no.
Okay, let's educate. Okay, we got.
I know how I cook. You go from freezer high cook plate. It's easy. What the heck you want to defrost it for? That's just why we were cooking it.
This is why we have Frank on the radio. Dear Lord, we apologize for the word that he used. And the fact that he can't cook.
Did I say something bad?
You said what? The AC double flaming hockey sticks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
I forget who I'm with sometimes.
I understand.
That's why you're here.
That,
I need the forgiveness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's too hot down there.
There's no one else going
to
put up with me, so that's why I got
I can't forgive you, but I'm going to point you to the right direction up there. All right?
More than the onions are going to be sweating.
Yeah, exactly. All
right.
I got to tell you about sweating one day.
How do we cook the fish now that we did not put the fish in the
Okay.
No fish in that pot.
We've got a cast iron skillet that we thought we were putting fish into, but that was just a fake.
No, that was just you didn't pay attention, Frank.
It was look right, move left.
When we air this, you're going to have to go back and listen. That was just the soup, the sauce. And then the fish is going to be a different pan. Then we join the two together. So you had to pre-prep, and then you're going to prep to do the preparation of the finish.
So are we in the pre-prep or the prep now?
Now we're in the prep.
Okay,
but
so
we're not the finish run yet.
Yeah.
Go ahead, prep us.
Okay, so you've got all that cooking for about 30 minutes. You want to just cook that until your potatoes are nice and tender. That's pretty much done. So in your other cast iron skillet, you're going to heat that to about a medium-high heat, little olive oil, little butter. just season your fish with a little salt and pepper. We're not trying to overpower it, cover it up, or mask it, because we don't want to also ruin the flavors of what we just made. So you're going to cook that fish on both sides, depending on the thickness, about 2 minutes each side. And that lemon that you zested earlier, once that fish is done, you're going to go ahead and hit it with that. And now to serve this, you're going to ladle out the potatoes, the fennel, and the stock stuff, set it down in your bowl, and take your fish and set it right on top of that. And you're good to go.
All right, so we put the fish on the plate, and we ladle on some
now
of this.
You put the stuff in first, ladle your stuff in, and set the fish on top of that.
And you might want to use a bowl, Frank, because it's kind of soupy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You can tell he's some kind of chef. I see this on TV all the time. They put a little bit of stuff on the bottom, then they stick the thing on the top. I'm like, come on, you cheap sucker. Put something on the top of this. I'm wanting, you know, I'm paying all this money. I actually want it sauced.
Yeah, you want to put some on top.
You know,
Frank,
I grew up,
Frank wants
you put the mashed
detail.
Potatoes, you put the the potatoes, the meat, you pour the gravy over the whole thing. That's good.
That's how heart attacks happen,
little,
Frank.
What's with but who cares? You know, you're the one who's supposed to believe it's going to get better. Why are you bothering me about this? You're telling me I'm going to a better spot. You're worried that I'm not worried about it. I'm fine with the whole thing. Now, I want some sauce on top of my fish. I went through all the trouble of making this. Why wouldn't you put it on top?
Well, the fish is the star of the dish. You don't want to cover that up.
I'm gonna throw Frank for a loop.
Yep.
It's right. Because you just want to put a little piece of parsley on the top to make
that's
it.
You
good.
Can do
you
that
can't,
too. If
you can't
want.
Mess up the fish. Garnish. Would just suck. You gotta put a little garnish thing.
Where did you go to college?
The University of Garnish.
That's a good college, I've heard.
Yeah, it's a very good college.
I was thinking like, I don't know.
You can maybe make it a little more eye appealing, but you're not going to eat the garnish, so you just kind of brush that off. All you're doing is you're setting the tone with.
Why wouldn't you eat the garnish?
Because I don't like some of that green stuff that they put on the plate. You know that green stuff
serious.
That the Chinese plate?
I go, I'm sitting at the top of the stratosphere, right? The dinner's like $200-$300 a plate. The garnish is going. The whole bit's going. They don't have gravies. They just have sauces.
Frank, you're not
this
supposed to eat the little green stuff on the side.
Yeah, I paid that much money. I'm eating the whole damn thing.
Right. It's a little more sophisticated.
Now, you're over there, and you did all this work with that sauce. Now, you put it down on the bottom. And this has got tomato, onion, and...
fennel, potatoes, lemon zest, rosemary.
Okay. Now, once all this is together, are the potatoes like... are they still in that, like, huge French fry shape? You're saying quarter them, but...
yeah, they're, rosettes aren't very big, so you're not looking at, like, a giant Idaho potato. Oh, okay. They're little potatoes, so you're not... you don't have giant pieces of potato in there.
So they're round, but you cut them the long ways. It's okay.
Just quarter
I'm starting to get a handle on this.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
You make sauce, but you don't actually put it on the fish.
You
make potatoes, you cut them the long way, but they're round. I get it. So I love you, Jay.
Like
you make my day here. Good. I'm confused, but it really sounds like it's going to taste good.
Yeah,
I
will.
Liked everything into it.
I promise.
Jeannie? Yeah, I'm sorry. Can we go back to the cooking the fish part again? Like, we kind of skipped through that, and I don't know anything about that. So can
that's just going to be real simple. You know, you're going to have
in a cast iron skillet.
Cast iron skillet, about medium-high heat.
Okay.
Medium-high heat. I like to use a little olive oil and butter.
Okay.
It just makes it a little bit richer.
Okay.
And like I said, you just want to season it to taste, salt and pepper, about 2 minutes on each side.
Okay.
And when it's about done, you take that lemon that you zested and you squeeze that over top of it, and then that's pretty much done. You don't want
to. So it just has to flake, right? Yep. Like you should be able to take a fork and turn it.
Yeah.
Typically, it'll turn. It kind of goes from a grayish, dull white to a nice, bright white.
Yes.
Okay.
It'll become a little flaky to you, like what you're talking about with the fork. You just run your fork across it, it flakes off. It's a beautiful fish, actually.
Okay.
Halibut kind of does the same thing. Most of your white flaky fish does that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so you'll have a little bit of a sear markings on the top bottom where you were having it in the pan cooking. The reason I like to use an iron skillet typically is because it holds the heat a lot better.
And
so
even.
And even. So you don't have to chase it like a stainless steel or one of the others. It just makes a nice, even cook. And so
the thicker the metal... the more it's going to hold the heat, where with a thinner pot, it gets hot as the stove gets hot, then it goes, like especially electric stove, the burner gets real red, and then it cools down to try and keep the temperature. That's why so many chefs like the gas stove. They can turn the heat and get that flame, where the consistency of the flame stays at the temperature. Yep. Where with electric stove, it's constantly getting hot and cooling off, getting hot and cooling off.
That's exactly it.
That is correct.
All of my skillets are cast iron. It's the only thing I cook in. I love them.
Good.
That is good.
And they make great home defense.
they do.
Especially with two. You got one in each hand.
That's right.
So after this...
cooking with Jay... hands.
Right. I need to make another episode, how to self-defend with two
That's a whole other radio show.
Yeah, okay, right.
Another radio show.
All right.
The iron skillets won't stick. A lot of people stay away from them because they're worried about them sticking. Mm-hmm. And they do have porcelain in them, the little little pockets of metal where it's not exactly smooth. Mm-hmm. But the way you season it, and after it's seasoned correctly, they will not stick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very beautiful way to cook fish. And
yeah, I'm sorry, but if they are sticking, it's because it hasn't self-released yet.
That's right.
So a lot of people will mistake that for a sticky skillet, but meat will actually self-release from a cast iron skillet.
And don't ever wash one with salt or with soapy water. Wash one.
You'll ruin it. Yep.
All right, now, Donnie, you heard the recipe. Have you actually tried this one yet?
No, this was a brand-new recipe from Jay. We had talked last week, gave him a kind of rundown of the show, and... he used to do some chefing.
Now,
and,
when you listening to this, I get the idea there was a couple times there might have been something you would have added to that or taken out of it.
Definitely, for me, yeah. But, I mean, obviously I want to try it like this to see which way to go with that. 90% of the time when I'm cooking, it's going to go by flavor. And so a good chef was always going to have a clean finger. And I'm just kidding.
no, he's not. You're eating at Donnie's house, you might, you know, just get used to it.
Frank, all you got to do is lick, and it's clean, okay?
See what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But with this recipe...
As long as you're not letting the dog do it,
No, yeah. He died. But died.
Oh.
What? He lived a good life. Oh, yeah. I was told he was...
And I'm the weird one.
He was well-fed.
Yeah, oh, God, he was very well-fed.
That's twice in one day we were fed.
So is
this
where you're getting the thing about worrying about my heart because of what you did to the dog?
Well,
overfatting with all that fatty food?
I was told when I got the dog, it was a boxer, and it was 7 to 10 years max. And he lived to be 12, so I mean, I did
dogs.
My end of the bargain.
And I was picked, like, I know you.
Yeah, I just love him. He was a great dog, but, you know.
You said you cooked him? What?
No. Oh. No, I could have. If I was in Japan, definitely. I mean, they eat those things. And I could have found a village with that bad boy. He was a big dog. He was really a big dog. But no, with this recipe, with what Jay's given us, I would literally leave it just like that and then go with it. And then I would see what I might do to season
it.
Right,
now,
off.
If you want
like
to spice it up,
yeah, I would put some peppers.
That's what I was going to get into.
I want to throw me some red peppers in there, some ghost peppers, those kind of things.
What kind of red peppers? Because he's got the onion, he's got the fennel, he's got some nice seasonings and stuff.
We got some red pepper flake in there.
Yeah. Red pepper flake.
Red pepper flake.
But now, that's kind of what I was wondering about. He was talking about the red pepper flake. I wouldn't be throwing reds in there. You'd have to go up. I don't know if... it's not a habanero. What's the other one? The H pepper. Just the regular...
Jalapeno?
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno would give it
jalapeno
a little
starts
bit.
With a J.
That's a J, not an H.
I am not Spanish. I grew up in Wisconsin.
It's pronounced jalapeno.
It's not jalapeno, man. I know that. Go ahead. Mess with the Yankee. I get it. It's not jalapeno.
Right. You got to help me out here. We have a co-host, Jay. His name's Jay. The pepper starts with J. Jalapeno.
Okay. I'm going first.
Yeah, go ahead. Mess with me.
Coming so full circle.
Okay, so we're going to go with jalapenos.
All right, yeah. Jalapenos are okay, but it's still not good. To me, that's not a good enough bite. I want to put me a ghost pepper in there a little bit.
No, wait a minute. What? Ghost?
Yeah. It's super hot. Super hot. I like to burn a little bit.
So hot it's spooky.
If it ain't hot going in and coming out, you didn't do it right.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
for someone who just wants some zing.
Yeah.
The
red pepper flake will give it a little bit of zing.
That's going to give it just a little bit.
The fish is going to give it a little bit. Remember he said salt and pepper the fish just a little bit. Yep. That's going to give it a little bit of pop. You could probably add some jalapeno juice. That's Jay with a jalapeno.
No, that's Jay. Jalapenos, that's a whole different story. I thought we were talking about... Okay, never mind.
But yeah, we can. You can add
what
some
about
jalapenos.
Tabasco?
I'm not a real big
fan.
I'm not a big fan
of Tabasco.
Tabasco is like a cheap sauce. I'm sorry, yes, Tabasco.
It is.
Oh, I like a little vinegar, a little tomato.
Frank secretly loves it. Did you see his face? He's like, oh, that's a cheap sauce.
You're moving a chef in as a hot dog in a microwave,
Frank. The one I like
the
best is the white vinegar pepper that you put on the southern greens.
Collards?
Yeah, the collard greens.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It doesn't have the red, the tomato sauce on it.
Yep.
And that's the only difference between that and the Tabasco.
Now, I want to be honest with you. I like the other cheap hot sauce, Texas Pete. Mm. It has a little bit better
flavor. I like Tabasco better.
I told you. You crushed his heart when you crushed his sauce. It's like, oh, God.
I tried to throw an end with it, Texas Pete.
I was devastated.
I'm sorry. My bad, Frank.
Sulking in his chair for all you guys.
My family, helped them get the recipe. They bring those half that ingredients over from Holland.
Oh.
It's been in my tradition, my
it's
family,
just don't,
for
it don't have, it, all right, it has
we're not
little,
trying to take it away from you, Frank.
Yeah, we're not going to take
it's
it away.
It's okay. I'm a big boy. I can live with this and make up stuff about jalapenos.
But no, it's it to me.
Nothing to do with Tabasco.
It has a heat flavor, sort of, but it doesn't have any bursting with flavor kind of knockdown. It's kind of bland. It's kind of like, well, we're going to give you something, but it's really not going to be impressive. And that's the way I've always taken it. What's a little lady pepper?
Right, this is coming from the guy who eats ghost peppers.
Yeah,
so,
well,
sorry,
yeah.
You're being...
Tabasco's for the rest of us.
Oh, Tabasco. Yeah, okay. Not bad. All right.
If it's
Tabasco's
what
we get really
enough.
Wild with.
We're sorry, Radio Land, for the real peppers. Tabasco sauce, oh my. Here we go.
Okay, speaking of which, first off, Frank, do you remember the guy who called in about the radio show and wanted... and really enjoyed it, and he gave you some feedback?
He's probably not doing that after listening to this show.
Do you remember his name, by chance, or no?
No, why?
Okay, so call Frank at the shop when you guys hear this, and let him know if Tabasco or ghost pepper is best.
Yeah.
There's only like 5 people out of a 500,000 that eat ghost peppers.
Well, that's up for debate.
I didn't say eat the whole pepper. You put it in there for taste.
Barry, do you eat ghost peppers?
Sometimes. I've tried.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They make chips out of ghost peppers.
Yeah.
Jeannie, are you a ghost pepper person?
No, absolutely not. So, I don't like heat.
Two out of five are actually normal humans.
Deal.
All right.
We got a challenge over here. We're gonna have to hook it up.
Okay.
All right. So we could do a whole debate on ghost peppers and stuff.
How much time we got, Frank?
We've got a little less than 3 minutes.
A little bit. Aye. All right, I want to give you a little bit of help with another recipe along with what Jay was doing. If you take the same fish, the cobia fish, chop his head off, you're going to take that, clean off the scales from it, you're going to put it in a large pot, and you're going to boil it, okay? As you boil it down, you add some coconut oil, your minced ginger, chopped garlic, some pork seasoning, okay? Like one of the bouillon cubes, like 2 of those, some scallions chopped. You want to have some salt, some sea salt, and then I like to use a little bit of lemongrass. And all that's going to go into your pot. You're going to boil this down. The meat will come off the bone from the fish's head. All you got to do is scoop the bones out, miscellaneous.
Talking about like taking the fish, cutting the head off, putting the flay. You were literally taking the head, putting it in the pot.
That's right.
Cut off the head and put the head
fish
in the
head
pot.
Cut the
fish
head
heads.
Off and put the pot. Put the fish head in the pot, and it's called fish head soup.
Yep.
And it is absolutely amazing.
I like that because...
I'm glad you do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that you've got a recipe for the meat, and then the head's pretty big on a cobia.
It is.
And
there's a lot of meat there.
Right.
So
I've never tried it, but that sounds pretty interesting. That's
a lot of flavor
in
it.
Right. Why not try it out?
Like eyeballs and everything?
Yeah. All that's going to be excellent in that soup.
Jeannie, if you ever...
the eyeballs?
Oh, definitely.
Jeannie,
you won't even know.
In South America, when I was down there, I was selling tackle, and I got to have a lot of friends and stuff. And when I would go to their houses as the honored guest, you are literally given the eyeballs.
Yep.
That's
the delicacy.
As the honored guest, that's what you get.
As someone who's trying to get into eating fish, I don't think we should start with the eyeballs.
Yeah, no,
it's not bad. I mean, I did it.
We lost her at that point. She's like, you want me to eat what?
Doing pretty good up to that point.
I was with you until
they lost
really good
me at
peppers.
Fish head soup.
In fish head soup, you would not even think about the eyeballs. You wouldn't see it. It's just part of the seasoning.
Donnie?
Yes, sir?
We've got a couple good recipes, some good stuff. Why don't you say grace so we can enjoy the meal, and we're going to say goodbye.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for such another glorious opportunity to be fellowshipping with our brothers and sisters, Father. Father, we ask you to bless our food and nurse these things to our body. And, Father, forgive us for where we have failed you. Our trespasses against you, Father. And, Father, we ask you to just answer our hearts and for the things that we pray for, Father, that if it be in your will and only in your will, Father, that you be able to see it through. And help us endure these times. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Okay. And this is Cooking Fish. That's Pastor Donnie over there. I'm Fishing Frank. We had Jeannie over there. We got Barry. And we got Jay. Thank you for the recipe, Jay. We got to cut her short today. So we'll catch all you good folks on the next Cooking Fish.
I won't give you the ice on the first
Don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe?